Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. In other words, when we have a name of God, and we're going to look at the names of God, and we can run to that name of God, and that name of God covers us, that name of God protects us, that name of God that we carry has great significance when we hallow it and when we honor it. What is your name? Christian. What does that mean? When you say, I am a Christian, you see that has value. We are protected in that name.
The truth is, you can find refuge in the name of the Lord. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, What's in a Name?, where he examines the many names that have been used for God and encourages you to find refuge in each of them. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young begins in just a moment. Welcome back to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Before we dive in, you'll want to hear about an exciting offering this month during the Easter season. It's Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. These teachings take you to the foot of the cross for the last moments of Jesus' life so you can hear his final words of comfort and truth. This powerful series offers you peace and hope for every season straight from Christ's lips right to your heart. We want to send you Famous Last Words as thanks for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue to reach people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, What's in a Name?
A lot of times couples get into arguments over what to name their children, especially the first child. You identify with that? How many of you had a problem naming your first child? Would you lift your hand? Yeah. Joe Beth and I had decided, and she particularly feels strongly, that you should give children simple names. And so we named our three sons, Ed, Ben, and Cliff, Edwin, Benjamin, and Clifford. And Ed, Ben, and Cliff's pretty simple to spell, pronounce. And she thought that would facilitate a lot of things in school and et cetera. My oldest son, Ed, has twin daughters. You get two at a time. Brother, how many of you have twins, or you're a twin or a triplet or what? Lift your hand. My goodness, look at this. Man, we could build a big church in a hurry with you guys. Anyway, Ed, when his twin daughters were born, they had to come up with two names. And one name was easy. Named one of the girls Laurie. It was named after Ed's wife, Lisa's sister. So naturally, name your daughter after your sister. But the second twin, they were grappling about what to name her. So Ed, in his creative, mischievous genius, decided to name her after Jobeth's maiden name, which is Landrum, and call her Landra, which is an unusual name. And so he called his mom, thinking that she'd be excited about one of the twins was named after her maiden name, and said, we're going to name her Landra, kind of abbreviation of Landrum. What do you think about that? And Jobeth said, well, Ed, Landra's a good name, but, you know, nobody's named Landra. It's hard to spell, and people wouldn't know how to pronounce it. You need to think about that. And so Ed turned to Lisa, who was still in the hospital with the babies, and said, Mom doesn't like the name Landra. Well, Landra is named Landra. So there's Laurie and Landra, and she fits the name. It's important that we fit our name. I've been called many names. Edwin, Eddie, Ed, sometimes Honey, Dad. My grandchildren call me Goosey, Pastor, a lot of names, and a lot of people hung up on titles are important. It's been important all the way through history, kings and dukes and archbishops and princes and queens and all the names of titles we have today, president and governor and a lot of names there. I remember hearing on the television a few months back that Senator Boxer from California was interviewing a general in the Armed Services Committee, and in response to a question, the general said to Senator Boxer, "Yes, ma'am." And she just exploded and said, "General, I have you know I'm a U.S. Senator and I deserve this title. When you refer to me, don't refer to me as ma'am, refer to me as Senator." And the general answered, "I'm sorry, Senator." People put a lot of stock in titles. I don't. CEO, CFO, C whatever. I mean, a lot of titles are involved here. But names are important, and names have meaning. You know, the country western song that Johnny Cash made famous was A Boy Named Sue. Remember that one? Do you remember why the dad named his son Sue? The father said, "I'm not going to be there much to bring him up, but I want him to be able to fight and defend himself. I figured if I named him Sue, he'd have to learn how to fight." And so that was the reason for that name. Names are important. And so we're going to be studying the names of God. Not all of them, but some of the names of God. And you might ask the question, well, why in the world? You mean God has a lot of different names? He does in the Scripture. Many, many different names. We picked out some of them to look at because they're important. Why is the name of God important? Because there are 10 commandments, and there are only 10. I'm not going too fast for anybody, am I? And the third commandment says, we are not to take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And God says there will be a specific punishment for those who use the name of God in vain. And we hear this far too often today, how we say, "God be damned." How can anyone utter those words? How can we have this in our vocabulary? The name of God is to be sacred. It is to be awesome. It is to be special. It is to be set aside. We are to honor His name. We have a member of our church family whose daughter married a man from California, and they live in California, have a wonderful Christian home, and they have a little son named Charlie. And Charlie was brought up in the church and being taught the basic principles of God and Christ, and he went to kindergarten there in California, and he came home one day from school, and in conversation he said, "My God." And his father said, "Charlie, are you praying?" He said, "No." And the dad said very wisely, "When you use the name of God, my God, you say, my God, you need to be speaking reverently about God. You need to be praying, my God. That's not what you say as a slang word, as a casual word." So a few days went back, and Charlie came home and was talking again. And once again, he said, "My God." Then it hit him. He looked up at his daddy and said, "Amen." So we are to honor the name of God. If this has fallen into your vocabulary not to do that, stop it. Turn away from it. His name is to be honored. And the Bible teaches us that when we honor His name, we are protected by His name. Look at Proverbs, if you would. Psalms, Proverbs, take a right turn. And look at Proverbs 18, verse 10, a wonderful verse. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe. In other words, when we have a name of God, and we're going to look at the names of God, And we can run to that name of God, and that name of God covers us. That name of God protects us. That name of God that we carry has great significance.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. But before we jump back in, Christ's final moments on earth were filled with powerful words that offer you peace and hope in every season. And Dr. Young wants to help you explore those dynamic moments on the cross by sending you his four-message series, Famous Last Words. This special Easter resource is our way to thank you for your support to help The Winning Walk continue to encourage people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to get your own copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255, or text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Now, here's a look at the teaching coming up after the break.
People like the water. It's amazing when you read in the Bible how many times Jesus taught from a boat.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, What's in a Name?
There's a story out of history how Alexander the Great was leading his army into battle, and they were charging the enemy, and he looked and saw one of his soldiers running in the opposite direction. And he whipped his horse around and went to that soldier, and he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm running. I can't fight. I'm afraid. I'm going to get killed. I can't fight. And Alexander looked at him and says, "What is your name?" And drew his sword. The young man said, "My name is Alexander. I'm named after you." He said, "Well, young man, you either change your name or change your direction." What is your name? Christian. What does that mean? Does it have significance where you work? Does it have significance in your neighborhood, in your family? When you say, "I am a Christian," you see that has value. We are protected in that name. God hovers around that name. So we are to honor the name of God, and especially the identity and the identification that we are in God's family. We are Christians. Now, I want to read one verse from the Gospel of Mark, and it's Mark chapter 4, verse 1. But our whole text, which I'll not read it, but I'll walk you through the verses, is verse 35 through 41 of the fourth chapter of Mark. By the way, Mark is the gospel that you should read first. I tell you, Christians, don't start with John. Certainly don't start with Revelation. But start with the Gospel of Mark. It is written in seventh grade Greek, and it's a basic gospel. So Mark just tells it like it is, simply and plainly and clearly. He knew back when he penned this, the KISS principle: keep it simple, stupid. And that's what you see in the Gospel of Mark. Verse 1 of chapter 4, Jesus, he began to teach again by the sea. And such a very large crowd gathered to him that he got into a boat in the sea and sat down, and the whole crowd was by the sea on the land. Let's prepare for the teaching of the word. Father, we can't just open your book and flop down anywhere, any place, with any kind of attitude. We have to prepare our hearts and our minds. And Lord, do that right now in all of us, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you like to get on the water? You like the water, whatever, raise your hand. How many of you would just as soon you never got on a boat and got in the water again? Would you lift your hand? Yeah. About 60% like it, and the other 40% say you can have it. We do a lot of things in the water. A lot of us fish. Now you can't say a fisherman, you have to say a fisher person. And because men and women both fish today, I saw a bass boat. I mean, these new bass boats, have you seen one lately? I'm telling you, it's like one of those yachts, a miniature yacht. I mean, they got these big motors. They got deep wells for bait and fish. And they got these fish finders, radar that goes down and all kinds of things. I mean, the fish don't have a chance. I mean, there they are. They're at 6 feet, and they're biting today this color of lure with the sun and the moon and the stars. And man, fishing is so scientific today. Those who are big time bass fishermen like that, I've calculated that whatever you catch, you're paying about $1,000 a pound. Just about $1,000 a pound. But a lot of people like to fish. We love to go in the water. Others just love to, there are a lot of water skiers. We go out and I see these kids water ski, and man, they no skis, barefooted on their back. I mean, it's amazing. And others go out and you know, you like to snorkel or scuba, and they go out in the water. It's part of the boat. They got these jet skis. Man, and others just like to swim, and some like to just get in the boat and sit back and just relax and have a picnic and drink something, and just it's relaxing, you know, with the wind at your back and the sun in your face. People like the water. It's amazing when you read in the Bible how many times Jesus taught from a boat. Just read it. So many times he got into a boat. He would walk out and get into a boat, and the reason he would do that was people could see him and hear him, and the crowds were pressing in. And this is our scripture there in Mark. Jesus got into a boat on the Sea of Galilee, and he began to teach, and you read he had a long, tough day. We forget Jesus was human as well as totally divine, right? Had a long, tough day, wonderful stories, wonderful parables, the parable of the soil, how the word of God goes out, some people hear and briefly and some people in all the story. He dealt with the scribes and the Pharisees. He performed a miracle, a man with a withered hand. It was healed. He performed a miracle, someone who was paralyzed, that person was healed. And so he had a long, hard, tiring day teaching from a boat. He must have had good agility, I'll tell you, just to stand in a boat all day and teach and perform these miracles. And finally, as the sun was going down, he told the apostles to get in the boat and push out. He said, let's go across the sea. Let's go on the other side. It'd be a relaxing experience for him. Now, this was not a sailboat with a big sail up there saying, Messiah won. It was a paddle boat, and those on board were fishermen. They had spent their life, most of them fishing there, living right on the Sea of Galilee, and they pushed out. And the Bible tells us that Jesus went to sleep in the stern of the boat. Stern for the Aggies is in the back of the boat. I mean, we don't want to go too fast. But that's where they would put a VIP. They would put him in the stern. They had a pillow there, a cushion. And it says he went to sleep on the cushion. So Jesus, just exhausted, sat back in the boat there, put his head on the pillow, and went fast asleep.
Today's message, What's in a Name, will continue with Dr. Ed Young in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you how to get your copy of Dr. Young's special Easter resource, his four-message series, Famous Last Words. The last words Christ spoke while he hung on the cross hold comfort and truth for your life today. And we want to help you hear them clearly by sending you this powerful series as thanks for your donation. Your support is vital to helping The Winning Walk continue to encourage people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now and get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK. 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now here's more of Dr. Ed Young's message, What's in a Name?
Of sudden violent storms. And the word there for storm is connected to our word seismic. And they just erupt. You say, well, why do they happen so suddenly? The Sea of Galilee is a heart-shaped body of water. In some places, it's 150 feet deep. And it's 700 feet below sea level. And that rising above it in the distance is Mount Hermon, which is over 9,000 feet. And therefore you have these little bays, these little channels, and because the cold air from the melting snow that's melting in the Sea of Galilee, it's warmed up there and storms can just erupt. And the waves are unbelievable. It's like being caught in a hurricane or a typhoon. And they happen without warning. They happen dramatically. They happen suddenly. And many people have lost their life on this sea because there's no warning. And there are many bodies, there are many boats at the bottom of the Sea of Galilee. And this storm erupted. Now, let me tell you something. If you're ever on a boat and you're in a storm and the captain is scared, you got a problem. And these fishermen were frightened. The waves were overwhelming the boat. They saw that they were soon to go down, and they panicked, and they looked at Jesus, and he is cutting the seas. Had the pillow under his head. Man, here is this violent storm erupting around, wind and waves. They're going down, and Jesus is just sacked out. And the apostles go to him, and they wake him up. But before that, as they wake him up, they ask him this question. They say, do you care that we're dying, we're perishing? Do you care? You're dead asleep. We're about to go down to be drowned, end of life. Do you care? Ladies and gentlemen, how many times have you and I asked the Almighty, even Jesus, do you care that my marriage is in trouble? Jesus, do you care that I didn't score high enough on my SAT test and I'm not going to get in school? Jesus, do you care about this overwhelming problem I've got with my health, and I've prayed and I've done all and I'm just so... Jesus, do you care? We ask that question too, because I can tell you something. You have been in a storm, you're in a storm, or you will be in a storm.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's program encouraged you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we'd like to help you further by sending you a copy of Dr. Young's four-message series, Famous Last Words. Dr. Young wants to point you toward the peace and hope Christ shared in his last words on the cross. And in this powerful series, you'll dig deep into those final moments to hear the comfort and truth Jesus has for you. Famous Last Words is our way to thank you for your donation to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to get your copy of Famous Last Words when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being here today on The Winning Walk. Join us tomorrow as Dr. Young wraps up this message with more proven truth to help you trust in the God of the universe.